Our main activities are to offer counselling, exercise classes, and health workshops, and a wide variety of complementary health treatments to women in the borough of Camden. And our focus and aim is to make all these treatments accessible and affordable.
And who can use your services?
Any female who lives, works, or studies in the borough of Camden. We also offer treatments to men and women at weekends. During the week, our fees are a sliding scale where we do have a small bursary fund so that women can access the services when they really cannot pay anything for them. But our main fees scale is between £12 and £45, with the majority of our members and the women using our services paying between the £12 and £25 range.
Your practitioners are probably all female.
Yes, all our practitioners are female.
There's not just practitioners here. You have admin staff. Who pays for the staff?
Our core funding, up to around about 33% of our funding, comes from Camden government. But we have certain projects that are run and administered by project managers. The PCT pays for our counselling project, and Camden again pay for our carers projects. For the complementary health, a very small proportion of that is funded by Camden. The rest is from the sales we have, certain projects we run, and also the payment for the treatments from the clients.
How did it all start, and why is it women only?
Women and Health originated in 1986, so it's actually been running for 24 years now. And three women got together in Somerstown in Camden. One was a yoga teacher, one was a counsellor, and one was a massage therapist. And they had realised that the health provision didn't meet their needs. So they got together and set up a very small place where they all operated in their own fields of health. And from this, it has grown over the 24 years. So now we have roughly 70 different types of therapists working for us.
Do they actually get normal market rates, the practitioners?
None of them get market rates. And we have at least 20 to 25 that are volunteers.
What kind of women are typically using your services?
We have a wide variety of local women. It is pretty representational of Camden. Women within the age range of 17 or females through to 70, 80, even one or two 90-year-olds. Because we do also run a housebound project where we will attend people's homes if they cannot leave the home. So we really can see more or less anyone.
Do you have any problems nowadays in the current economy to get enough money?
We are going to be facing very real challenges in the new commissioning process that's happening now, where grants are going to be awarded in a completely different structure, and making sure that we can navigate through that and link in with who we need to. We also are having difficulty with the complementary and alternative health, which we term CAM, which is short for complementary and alternative health, because there has been a lot of political vehemency really from different parties, because it's become a financial fight now. Once the surveys have actually happened and they realise that a lot of patients do want complementary and alternative therapies, the actual fight to make this happen is getting very vicious. And a lot of bigger organisations have actually been ridiculed in the press and have had their funds cut. So we have realised that getting our core funds and core needs met, we've gone through a very creative process of finding individual donors and philanthropists and smaller organisations who are interested in this type of work.
You were just talking about volunteers. Are you still looking for volunteers?
We are always looking for volunteers. With the counselling service, over half of their practitioners, almost three quarters, are volunteer practitioners. At the moment, our counselling service is inundated with women wishing to access our services, also volunteers. This is partly due to the wide use of CBT therapy, which can be very effective, but is usually only for a 6-week period, which can then leave people wanting to go into a deeper process of counselling or therapy. So actually our service has been inundated partly due to this. For the complementary and alternative health, we are taking on more and more practitioners on a voluntary basis and ask them to work for 6 months as a volunteer, and then we'll come on to our paid services. I'm actually very excited about the phase that we're at Women and Health, and we have received funding which has enabled us to write up a programme where practitioners from all different disciplines will be working together with individual clients. This really will mean that we are integrating our services at a much more sophisticated level. And on the programmes, we will have participants who will have their health assessed when they first attend. And this will be a full 360-degree assessment where we will really be able to get a very sophisticated profile of their health. And from there, we will recommend individual treatments as well as counselling and coaching to help them through that process. They will also attend group sessions that will be very experiential and educational around the topic that we will be looking at in the programme. Our first programme will be starting on the 15th of April and running for 8 weeks through to the end of June. And we do have somebody who will be researching the whole programme for us and writing it up and doing a full evaluation report.
Is there anything else you would like people to know about?
Basically, we're here to represent the health needs of women in the borough. So we always love to hear ideas and also what women really do want in the borough. So any volunteering, any ideas, comments, any input, we always relish.